We'll talk with Bruce Jenkins about it right now.
Okay.
Let's go look through the window at baseball a lot clearer today. It's a beautiful day at the ballpark. We do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors, and they have that beautiful showroom in Berkeley down in Monterey as well. Bruce, nice to have you with us this morning.
Absolutely. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, I think pretty well. I enjoyed the last couple of games, and it looked more like Giants baseball, and you wrote a good story about it today. And, you know, we have to talk everyone off the ledge all the time. It's the mosaic. Take one game at a time. And you have two good games in a row, and everything is well. And that's the beauty of baseball.
Yeah, it was really, I think, really refreshing for the Giants fans to see that, especially at home. I mean, you knew it was coming. You can't have a great night every night. And, you know, getting swept by Arizona was a little extreme. And, you know, certainly caused for a little bit of concern. But, you know, up and down the lineup, the guys are just way too many good hitters in there to keep them down. And you know, the pitching, I mean, they've the last several starts, you've had guys going seven innings, and that's probably the most encouraging thing of them all.
Well, starting with Jake Peavy last night, who really went out there and dealt, and quite frankly, Bruce, my confidence was shaken by Peavy's first three starts of the season. And he went out there, and he was efficient in his pitch count, and he was just kept the batters off balance. And so I'd like to think that's Jake kind of getting back into form, or do you think that was more of a reflection on the Marlins scuffling at the plate?
No, Peavy's such a great competitor. He does have good stuff when he's on. The slider was great. He never got damaged by Giancarlo Stanton. He made a tremendous defensive play to help himself out to save a run and keep, you know, keep Stanton out of the picture with guys on. I just thought it was really impressive. I just like the way he goes after it. I'm always in the guy's corner. It's very hard for me to say, well, this guy's done and get rid of him. He's such a good guy, great competitor. He fits well on the team in a lot of ways. So I thought that was that worked out well.
Bruce, a little bit under the radar for impact, but moving Duffy into the three spot, this is where he was last year. And look, coming out of spring training, this thing 1-8, I said, wow, this is the best lineup they've had in years. Didn't get off. Got off to a good start, then all of a sudden hit the speed bump. I think there's something about Duffy in the three spot. The lineup looks better to me, and I like the things that Bochy can do. He doesn't have to hit home runs. He can make things happen with the first four guys, especially because he's wedded to a Pagan or Blanco in the nine spot.
Yeah, and then, you know, in this way you get, you know, after the number three, if you're coming in with Posey and Pence, you know, Pence is going to get right. He's a little bit off. He's starting to come around a little bit with the bat. But when with those two guys going good in the four and five, the lineup really deepens. And Duffy's never going to hurt you at number three. He's not going to be a traditional number three hitter, you know, with a lot of power, but he does have a ton of RBI potential. And with guys on base, he's so invaluable. I mean, the guy works the right side of the field beautifully. He's great on the hit and run. To give him a gap, he seems to find it. He's just a real smart hitter. His average is still down, but it's climbing steadily. I think it'll look very familiar by the All-Star break.
Boy, the Giants now go, and of course they got the Padres coming in, and look, they've won a series against the Marlins and the Brewers, but next weekend it's New York and Mats and Syndergaard and DeGrom and all that, and it's on to Cincinnati. We haven't seen the meat of the schedule yet. You know what I mean? And they got to win these games in the West, Bruce. You pointed out when you lose one of these, they're big, big swings. But they've got to get ready for what's coming in the National League. We haven't seen anything yet.
Well, yeah, I think as far as the league as a whole, undoubtedly. I mean, they haven't seen they haven't seen Dusty's boys. They're going crazy. The Mets, their great pitching staff. There's an awful lot coming down the line. They've got a pretty good wake-up call in the division. I mean, Arizona is just very good. They've really improved themselves, and they're not going away. The Dodgers, for all the problems they had, potentially with their pitching, it's been way better than they expected. Maeda's given them a huge lift once again last night. But, you know, I think the teams that are rated the highest in the league are still to come, so That's going to be interesting, especially on the road, because I think, you know, the Giants, with the lineup they have, they're built to hit really well on the road and really do some damage and come off a road trip feeling pretty good. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and of course next weekend we've got probably 4-5-1 in the rotation. So that'll be for something to see against Mats and DeGrom and Syndergaard. But, hey, they handled DeGrom. I didn't panic. I think panic hit one out on DeGrom, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Was it one of these guys? They hit one out on last weekend. Bruce, Pat and I got into this thing just a little bit about the rest that they're giving players early in the season, kind of like the NBA. Are you into this? And fifth game of the year, they're giving somebody rest, and it's kind of the Greg Popovich kind of theory.
Yeah.
No, I'm not into it at all. I mean, just it's been around way too long watching guys not only playing 155 to the full slate, but really, really wanting to and almost insulted if they're not in there. You know, if a guy's got a banged-up hand or he's feeling a tight hamstring or something, absolutely, you give him a blow. But there's nothing wrong with somebody and he's part of your team, totally don't get it.
Yeah, the healthy scratch, really. Greg Popovich, his five O'Brien trophies. He's brilliant. He's got an older core of the Spurs, right, with Duncan and those guys. But it's driving me crazy. LeBron, I think he's had 11 healthy scratches this season, yet he's Instagramming how much of a beast he is working out. And then you see Buster Posey, game five of the season, a Friday nighter against the Dodgers. And it just really shocked me. The healthy scratch is really taking advantage of the customer, in my opinion, Bruce.
Well, it definitely is. I don't think it's as drastic in baseball as it is in the NBA, because you're sitting guys that fans specifically, you know, came to see. If LeBron's in town or San Antonio's in town with Kawhi Leonard and Tony Parker and Popovich sits his entire lineup, that's just criminal. I mean, you can't be that radical about it. And I love Steve Kerr. I mean, he's the guy that everybody said, well, you got to rest these guys. The regular season isn't that important. And damn it, if they didn't go for the record, got it, and are going to win the title if Curry stays healthy. So that's the one team that maybe would have had a good reason to do it, but, you know, Kerr doesn't play it like that.
Ichiro is here, Bruce. He's about 58 hits shy of 3,000. I think he's going to play till he's 62. To get the 58 hits. He's on a two-year deal, I think, with the Marlins, or they have an option to bring him back next year. But he is a Hall of Famer, and you can't write the baseball story without him. No one really says much about him. I guess he still doesn't get interviewed all the time, but he gets in a pitch-hitting appearance. He got one the other day. I think people should take a good look at him and appreciate what he's done.
Oh, I love it every time he's on the field. If I'm out there watching on TV, that's a good night for me just to study his whole routine that he's always had. You know, getting ready in the on-deck circle, the distinct brand of hitting that a million Japanese hitters have tried to emulate. Just the great arm. I mean, when he came to the U.S., everybody knew that he was a very accomplished hitter, and all of a sudden he shows off this incredible throwing arm from right field. And, you know, really smart base runner. In BP, he might hit like 11 pitches in a row out just because he feels like it, you know. And meanwhile, he's one of the great singles hitters of all time. So really a fascinating individual. I'm glad to see he's still in the bigs. It's probably reached a point where it's not a good idea that he's out there every day, and he isn't. But I tell you, I'd love to see him. I don't know if Miami's the right team. I'd love to see his team get in the postseason and get him some at-bats and some time in the field and see how it goes. Because, I mean, this is a guy who's had he's a Hall of Famer in two continents. I mean, how often does that happen? He came over here, he was like 27, had a full and storied, historic career in Japan. He could have retired right then and be one of the all-time greats. Then he comes over here and gets 3,000 hits? That's not even real.
Truly one of the more entertaining players in the last 20 years. Hey, Bruce, it's a Sunday morning talking baseball with you and Marty. It's a time to be a little romantic, and Bill Shakin yesterday wrote a column for the LA Times advocating Vin Scully to call the All-Star game down in San Diego. And then the Atlantic really wrote a poetic piece this morning on Vin Scully, and I'm not really a flowery guy, but I have to tell you, it really made my heart kind of flutter, man, and it's just brilliant. I'd like to get your thoughts on Vin Scully calling the All-Star game and just his final lap around baseball.
Yeah, well, it's really close to the heart for me, because I was a 10-year-old kid in Southern California when he showed up with the Dodgers, and it changed all of our lives, and our days and nights were built around listening to Vin on the radio. and now he's still there. So, I mean, to me, any time he gets national exposure is a great thing. I mean, I'd like to see it go farther. I'd like to see him call the World Series. And the interesting thing about that is that Joe Buck, who's the main guy in the World Series, would be delighted for Vin Scully to join. In fact, he said, I would just step out of the booth because, you know, he comes from, you know, his dad, Jack Buck. He knows all about the history of broadcasting. He knows that Vin is probably the best there ever was. And it's great to hear Joe Buck say, I would just vanish if Vin showed up and let him call it, you know.
How do they not do it? How do they not do it?
Well, they're not doing it because Vin refuses to do it.
Really? He just won't do it?
He's not like angry about it. He's so humble. He doesn't want to. He never likes to step on somebody else's territory. You know, I mean, well, that's the, you know, they've hired people to do that. Why would you bring me in? And he really believes that. It's a very genuine humility, and he's always turned it down. So, what are you going to do?
No, you're right.
Like to see it.
Well, yeah. And I don't know if you guys happen to catch it, but in the Bumgarner start down in L.A. his retelling of the famous Bumgarner in Arizona killing the rattlesnake story, where they extracted the rabbits, it was 90 seconds. He's at the top of his game. It was brilliant. It was one of the greatest things I had ever heard. And we all knew the story, but just his retelling of it was amazing, Bruce.
Yeah, the great thing about Vin, he's what, 88 or something, but he's extremely current. He's always done a ton of homework. He's got a story pretty much about anybody. If somebody comes out of the blue and he hits his second triple of the night, Vin will go, you know this guy, and he'll have some story about him to give you the backdrop of his life, his background. And you've got guys who've been around 30 years who don't do that very well.
Yeah. No, he's got it together. He's got some service that has to give him the information because he's got the fifth grade teacher. And the fifth grade teacher just told me the other day the way Jock Peterson used to swing that bat at recess.
Exactly.
You know? 2-2.
Very good. All right. Pleasure to have you with us, Bruce. You got the Warriors on TV today?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be watching them live. Could be a Bloody Mary in there. You never know.
And right. Steph Curry's going to lace him up and get after it, huh?
Yeah, it should be good viewing. I like their chances today if he's moving around good.
Very good. Bruce, thanks so much.
Right on, Bruce.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Bruce Jenkins. Always a pleasure.